cat paused before Sin and held her hand out to him. She half expected him to refuse, but instead he wrapped his large hand around hers so that she could flash him back to her house. A strange thrill went through her at the sensation of his touch. There was an indescribable power that was innate to him, an inner peace. At least until they were back in her living room. He released her hand and gave her a droll look.
"Wow," he said, his tone flat. "That was fun. Any place else you want to take me while we're here? Maybe there's a darker corner of hell than that hall of flesh-hungry demons, huh?"
Kat smiled at his sarcasm. "There is the Daemon Hall. I'm sure Stryker would love to lay fangs to you." He scoffed at her threat.
"Stryker's a pussy. I'd have him wetting his pants 3 seconds after seeing me."
His bravado only amused her more. "Yeah, right. I heard he kicked your ass last time you met."
Not true, but she felt the need to tease him. "Bullshit."
"No," she taunted, moving closer to him with her hands on her hips. "Serious shit. It's all over the Dark Hunter BBS, how he mopped the floor with you and then laughed while you bled."
"Says who?"
Kat froze, as she realized she'd unknowingly walked right up to him during their mock fight. Now they were so close that she could feel his breath on her face. He was tall and sexy. There was no denying it. And those eyes. She could see to eternity in those sharp, golden eyes that were fringed with thick, dark lashes. What's more, she was suddenly enticed with the texture of his skin. There was something electrifying about a man's jawline, something edible. And it beckoned her to want to touch him. Sin stood completely still as his gaze focused on her parted lips. Kat had a beautiful mouth that complemented her pale features, and a sudden burst of desire pierced him. She really was beautiful all over. Her skin was so smooth and pale, her eyes bright and intelligent. The more he got to know her, the less like her mother Kat appeared. And it had been a long time since he'd been around a woman who dared to stand up to him. Never mind openly taunt him. A long time since he'd felt such heat in his loins. Before he knew what he was doing, he dipped his head down to kiss her. Kat shivered at the sensation of his lips on hers. She'd never had a real kiss before. Between her mother and her grandmother, Kat had been guarded and watched to the point that no man had ever really been alone with her. At least, not for long. She'd always wondered what a tender kiss would feel like, and she had to say that Sin's didn't disappoint. His lips were soft and demanding, his body hard against hers. She wrapped her arms around his neck, drawing him closer to her. Oh, it was heaven, all right, wonderful and warm, hypnotizing. Oh, yeah, she could stay here for a while. Until he was suddenly ripped out of her arms and thrown against the far wall. Sin cursed as he was held 6 feet above the floor. "Keep your lips and other body parts to yourself, or you'll be headless." Kat laughed at the sound of her grandmother's booming voice in the room, an instant before Sin was slammed to the floor so hard she could hear his bones rattle. He let out a disgusted sigh.
"I swear, I'm getting my powers back if for no other reason than to..."
"Shh," Kat said, interrupting him. "Be careful. She can hear you." He rolled himself over and leaned his head back to look at Kat from the floor. She didn't know how such a pose could be sexy, but somehow he managed it.
"How do you have a social life?"
"I don't."
"Yeah,"
he said as he rose to his feet.
"I imagine Ash is even tougher on you than they are."